Have you ever seen a tree covered in parts with green growth and wondered what it was? Were you concerned that the spreading green life might hurt the tree? Well, no need to worry. Those growths could be lichens, moss, or algae, and none of them threaten the tree's health. They are not parasites. Lichens are symbiotic organisms of fungi, algae, and possibly yeast. The organisms spread on the tree, but they do not live off it. They live off each other, and they all favor trees that are sick or growing in poor conditions. The growth usually presents as pale green or gray, but sometimes even orange. The growth is normally crusty or leafy masses on tree branches and trunks. The growth of lichens is actually a sign of good environmental health, as they will not survive in polluted areas. If lichens are present, the air quality in the area must be good. But it also tells you that the tree was sick enough to appeal to lichens. So you might want to give the tree some extra healing care. Water the tree, aerate the soil around it, and place mulch along the root zone. That area begins 10 centimeters away from the trunk. It extends as far as the branches above reach out. Moss is another non-parasitic organism that thrives in wettish conditions and grows on trees, among other things. It likes shady areas. Moss grows in green or yellow mats. It favors low soil fertility, acidic pH levels, and dense soil. In most cases, moss growth is harmless. But if the growth becomes very large, its weight could damage branches. To limit moss growth on a tree, remove branches in the center of the canopy. This will permit more sunlight and better airflow. You can also gently scrape the moss off the tree. You can also remove it with a chemical that kills fungi. Algae is usually considered a water plant. However, it can also grow on trees, paths, roofs, fences, and houses. Like moss, it likes shade and some wetness. Algae's green or orange covering can be washed away with a powerful water hose. You can also create a wash solution that can slow algae growth. Mix about 30 milliliters of chlorine bleach or white vinegar with about 3.7 liters of water. Apply the solution directly on the algae. It is not necessary to remove algae from trees, but you can if you want. Just spray affected areas with 5 grams of copper sulfate mixed into 30 milliliters of water. The algae will likely regrow in the area, however, if shady, wettish conditions remain in place. I'm Katie Weaver.